Okay, and welcome to another look at the making of The Soap of Fatal Death, and I'm here with Kepi Reedman and Tim Horton.
Hello.
Perhaps you could start off by telling us just a little bit about the characters you're playing.
Well, I'm an old, fairly cantankerous soap star who's been in Crystal Waters since the day... Sorry! Good start.
That's good.
She's very familiar.
See people paying attention to the script.
Crystal Waters.
Clear Waters.
Oh, sorry. Clear as Crystal Waters. Since the day it began. She's also losing her memory. She's got amnesia and various other conditions. But she's quite high maintenance. You know, she's a bit of a lovey. She likes her champagne. She feels she should have the red carpet laid out before her. She's a bit of a bitter old twisted actress who feels she hasn't made the most of her career.
In comparison, I'm a very simple caretaker. Just behind the scenes, I clean up behind everybody, I sweep up the crystal when it's thrown, tidy up the champagne bottle, I just do the menial work.
So have you found it difficult approaching your characters? Kepi, this is your first one, for example, and how did you find coming in today? And
I was very nervous to start with, but Simon made me feel very at ease and told me that I should just enjoy it, use the old gravelly voice, and it was fine, it was good. I was nervous, but once I started, I just didn't want to stop.
How about you, Tim? Coming back for a second year with a different character.
Well, yes, I mean, it was good. I was sort of told that the character was loosely based on Will Chandler in The Awakening, so watched that, got some sort of some input off of that film. And, you know, I got some input from yourselves when we met up, so that helps to get some proper direction. So
did you enjoy the cackling?
I loved the cackling. I have got a very sore throat now.
I'm not surprised.
Which I aim to soothe with a short whiskey in about 3/4 of an hour. great stuff. But I think my voice has gone down an octave since that time.
You're sounding more gravelly now. Tim, how do you think this is compared with Echoes of the Proti when we made that this time last year?
It's definitely better. I mean, I think, when I say better, the production went better because we'd have the practice, you know, yourselves. We knew what we were doing this time, you know. Sy had already had sort of, he knew what he was doing. The organisation was obviously flawless, so, you know, it went well. The recording was done in good time, with time left over, so yeah, it went really good. Exciting. Yeah, it's good fun. That was the thing. It was really good fun.
And Kepi, did you find it difficult, because you're basically playing two different characters slightly. You've got Auntie Rosie, who's the soap character, and then you've got June River, who's the actress who plays her. Did you find it difficult differentiating between the two?
I think they're quite similar. I think the two characters have become one person over the years. Both are pretty short, sharp, bitter, you know, fairly sort of self-obsessed characters, really, and no, it was easy to do, really. I think in retrospect, but I did have to sit in front of the mirror a few times and practice how awful I look. I did actually try and put together a costume, but I thought no, it's just taking far too soon.
And have you had any favourite moments in the script today? Anything that you really, really enjoyed doing?
Screaming and cackling.
Because you both got good screams, didn't you? Yes.
Screaming and cackling.
Had a good scream. Yes, that was good.
It was a scream.
Apart from the scream, you get your teeth into it, you really give it something.
Brilliant.
Excellent. Thank you very much, both of you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.